What now?
I didn't hear you. All right. Galatians 5:22. I had Ephesians. All right. You can learn to rejoice always, and you can experience the wonderful force of peace. Say, rejoice in the Lord always. The Bible says so. I will rejoice in the Lord always. I will experience the wonderful force of peace. Those Greek and Hebrew words are back over here. I won't go there. I want to show you how important peace is as I close. In the epistles, Paul proclaims and speaks peace to the people. That same peace, that same shalom, or that same irei, which it is in the Greek, is the peace we're talking about. And I'm just going to do like two or three. But you can go to the epistles. You've heard me say it many times if you've heard me talk about it, about peace before. And at the beginning of the epistles, it's grace, mercy, and peace. It's grace and peace. It's peace and mercy. But almost everyone has peace in it. That shalom, that calmness that God gives. So if Paul spoke it every time he wrote a letter, it must be important. Tell your neighbor, say, if Paul spoke it every time he wrote a letter, it must be important. Let's go to 1 Peter 1 and 2. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied, it said. Grace, mercy, and what? Be multiplied. What are we going to have? Peace. I won't read all of it. Go to 2 Peter 1 and 2. Well, that was 2 and 1 and 2 and 1. I didn't turn there. Did I read it wrong on the first one? Anyway, 2 Peter 1 and 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through what? The knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. That's how we're going to get the peace. We get the knowledge that he wants us to have peace, that he's already given us peace. He has already what? Given us peace. And he said, I'll multiply it to you. If you'll work it, I'll make it grow. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Now go to 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. 1 Timothy 1 and 2, it says, unto Timothy, my own son in faith, what does it say? Grace, mercy, and shout it, peace from what? God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Titus 1, 4. Titus 1, 4, to Titus, my own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and, I didn't hear you, and from whom? God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And you go through those epistles, and I'm going to stop there. So peace is a mighty force that can change your life. It can change the world. That's why they fight wars, they say, so that they can bring peace. But Jesus said, I give you peace, not as the world give I unto you. I give you myself. I give you myself. Let's go to Isaiah. I have to get that one. Isaiah 6 and 9 as I close. Amen. Because he is the Prince of Peace. He's my Savior. He's your Savior. He's your Lord. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Everybody say, the Prince of Peace. He's a mighty force in this earth. And so we have to proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, and let them know they can live in the midst of trouble and have peace in their hearts and in their life. Can you shout hallelujah? Father, we thank you for the word we shared today. We thank you, Father God, that we take hold of changing our lives and our situation, our thought patterns, our action to come in line with your word, the peace that you give to us. We receive it by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody say it. Amen. All right. Is there anyone here who needs prayer for anything? Or if there's someone who doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, if you're listening and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I said at the beginning, this is a time, the best time. The only time that you have is now time to receive him as your Lord. Just confess him as your Lord. Tell him, I believe, Lord God, I believe that Jesus is your son. I believe that he lived on this earth, died, rose again, now sits at your right hand. And you said, if I call on your name, I would be saved. And I call on the name of Jesus. I said, be my Lord and Savior. I receive you now. You're saved. So contact us at connected@bovcfc.org or through the mail at Post Office Box 411, Houston, Mississippi, 38851. You can call us at 662-631-9787. Leave a message and we'll get back to you. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Let us stand. Go ahead and receive the offering. Mine is on my seat over there. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just go ahead and stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say peace. Shalom. Peace. Shalom. So I have God's peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.